I am joined by Alan Grofe and Teresa Andrews, two very special guests to join the program. I talked a little bit last week about the senior games and its importance to the area, being back in Florida again. And Alan, 77 years old, you are a participant, a 2022 Humana Game Changer. Alan, how does it feel to be able to participate in an event like this?
It's the first time I've been able to do this. I discovered the National Games a couple of years ago as a goal. I'd been running local races here in Florida for many years, and in fact, racing for 30 years. But I discovered them, and it just seemed like it was such a great idea to raise the bar for me personally to the state and national level. So I ran the Florida qualifying, took the bronze medal in the 5K in my age group, which got me into the national games. And to be down there, and I raced last week, and it just was a thrill to represent Florida and compete with all these really elite runners, from seniors especially. You know, it's just an amazing thing to see all of us out there really participating and enjoying each other's company. It was a thrill.
How did you get into running in the first place? Is this something you did when you were a lot younger? Did you do it in school when you were younger? Is this something that you've just kind of taken up over time?
I was not a runner as a kid. I played tennis and basketball and volleyball, all those kind of team sports. And when I got to my mid-40s, I gained weight like everybody else. There was nobody to play team sports with anymore because they were all busy with careers and kids. And I thought, I got to get healthy. What can I do? And I ran out my front door, went a quarter of a mile, died, went back, did it a couple of days later, went a little further. And it just fit in. So I'm not built like a runner. I'm 6 foot, 180 pounds. I'm not. But it just seemed, and the benefits were spectacular from just running two or three times a week for 30 minutes.
Oh, fantastic. And is that something that, as you've gone along this journey since those mid-40s, is it something that you've kind of made, I don't want to put words in your mouth and call it like your life's calling in a way, but inspire other people to get out and be healthy who are getting into their 50s and 60s?
That's an absolute fact. At 45 is when I got into it. And it has been that kind of a situation where people around me, I've tried to convince them that, you know, don't just get started. It's a matter of health. I went through a health crisis with the prostate cancer, which I beat. It's been 5 years now. And, you know, I think being healthy helped me get through that. I had to stop a little bit afterwards, but the inspirational aspect of it has been important to me for people around me. And it's worked. It's worked for me to know that that's part of my lifestyle, and I hope to pass it on to people that say, look, I can't do that. Well, just get out there. Just do a little. Walk. Run.
Again, congratulations on beating the cancer, by the way, and you're certainly an inspiration to all of us, even myself. I actually used to run cross country when I was in high school, and I've gotten to the point where I'm relatively out of shape as well. So the fact that, you know, you're able to do this and you've got that dedication and everything, it's inspiring to a lot of people. Now, I want to switch to Teresa again, joined by Alan Grofe, who's participating in the games, and then Teresa Andrews, Olympic gold medalist and a big part of the National Senior Games. Teresa, if you can, tell me a little bit about the Senior Games. It's sponsored by Humana, and how the competition supports the seniors and their pursuit of a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, Drew, Humana's so proud. We've been the national sponsor for the National Senior Games since 2007. And really what the intention of the Senior Games is really just to help promote an active and healthy lifestyle, no matter what age. What's exciting about the Senior Games, and Alan, you've talked about that, you can compete in running, basketball, swimming, pickleball. Anybody, man or woman over the age of 50, there's lots of different choices. But it's really about providing the motivation just to start and get an active and healthy lifestyle. And Humana, we're really proud of the partnership and the sponsorship with the National Senior Games.
Yeah, and you obviously know a thing or two about the process that it takes to train and be dedicated to your craft. As a former Olympic gold medalist, What's it like to be on the other side of things where you're able to watch people like Alan and others participate in these senior games and have fulfillment and enjoyment by participating in some of the sports that you mentioned?
You know, Drew, I would tell you that as an Olympian, I think the thread that goes through in life for all of us is, you know, if you understand perseverance, you understand having to overcome obstacles and barriers, that's a special to an Olympian. Everybody in life, we all have peaks and valleys. And I think that the National Senior Games really help motivate folks. For me, when I look at Alan, and I met Vivian last week, who's 75, diabetic, never swam and taught herself how to swim 10 years ago. I'm getting ready to enter my years of retirement and aging in too. And even though I was a two-time Olympic gold medalist, I need to have that motivation to get my consistency of getting active and being, you know, and swimming and being physical. So I think Alan motivates me, Vivian motivates me, and all the 12,000 athletes that were out competing this week. It's pretty inspirational.
So give me some more details on what exactly this Humana Games Changers program is. Is it detailed to helping athletes find their place within the senior games? What exactly does it do?
Yeah, so the Humana Game Changer program, again, it's at Humana, our mission is really to help our seniors live their healthy lifestyle and achieve their best health. Alan is one of our honorees this year as the Humana Game Changer. It's really honoring those exceptional athletes who also have those inspiring stories. You know, Alan shared a little bit about his health scare he had 5 years ago. That didn't deter him from maintaining the active and healthy lifestyle. Vivian, same thing. Vivian went to her doctor and he told her she had to change something or her life isn't going to be there. And she got motivated and went and found a swim instructor. So I think Alan said it well. It's never too late to start, and just start by even slowly walking and get moving.
Mm. So I'll ask you first, Teresa, and then I'm going to go to Alan. When you were growing up and you were aspiring to be an Olympian, who was an athlete that you looked up to the most and tried to aspire to be like?
I would say for me growing up, it was a swimmer named John Neighbor. He won the Olympic gold medal in Montreal. And that was my first time in 1976 when I was about 13 years old that I saw those Olympians on the award stand with the American flag going up. And that was my motivation to want to aspire to be an Olympian, is to see that American flag go up and represent your country.
Mm. Alan?
In my case, since running wasn't part of my early years, but I do remember Frank Shorter. And, every time I would watch the Olympics on television in those days, the running was always so incredibly, to me, interesting. It must have stayed in the back of my mind. Now that I think about it, you asked me a really interesting question, because now that I think about it, it must have been there. Because I've been running 32 years. I don't do that without some sense of a wow. I really, you know, it's hard. It's painful. But I do it. And I just love the health benefits. It's just incredible to do aerobic stuff is what makes a huge difference in your life.
Awesome. Again, I'm joined by Alan Groffet, who is participating in the Game 77. He is a 22 Humana Game Changer. And then Teresa Andrews, a former Olympic gold medalist and a big part of the National Senior Games. Teresa, if somebody wants to get active, whether it's at a Humana Neighborhood Center or participate in the 2023 Senior Games next year, what can our listeners do to get some more information on that?
Yeah, Drew, I'm so glad you asked that. I think we have our Humana Neighborhood Centers, both our physical locations, and also we have a virtual neighborhood center. So folks can go out to humananeighborhoodcenter.com. Both members who have their insurance with us, or members who don't, you can still be involved and get involved in the classes that we have to offer. In addition, if you're interested in the 2023 National Senior Games, which will be held in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, they can go out to the NSGA.com, so the National Senior Games site, and you can learn about the qualifications and really learn and start building your plan to meet us in Pittsburgh in 2023.
Fantastic. Well, Alan and Teresa, it is a pleasure to have you on ESPN Pensacola. Thank you so much for the inspiration that you both are providing for folks my age, for folks who are interested in getting into the senior games as well. You're you're doing a really, really great job of inspiring people, and that's what sports are all about in the end, as far as I'm concerned. So thank you so much for joining, and best of luck to you, Alan, as well in the games. And Teresa, thank you so much for what you're doing for helping the senior athletes.
Thank you, Drew.
Thank you.